Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here and welcome back to Overthinking Detox. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. Crafting a self-care plan that works for you, because let's be honest, our minds deserve some TLC just as much as our bodies. Ever feel like your mental well-being is constantly playing catch-up? You know that feeling when your to-do list feels longer than your lifespan, and the only thing keeping you afloat is your willpower? Well, I'm here to tell you that self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Think of it like this. You wouldn't skip oil changes for your car, right? You wouldn't let a flat tire go unfixed, and yet, we often neglect the most important engine of all our minds. Creating a self-care plan isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are amazing. It's about intentionally nurturing your mental, emotional, and even physical well-being. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you build your own personalized self-care fortress. First up, awareness is everything. Get to know yourself. What truly brings you joy? What stresses you out? What drains your energy? Take some time for honest reflection. Think about the things that make you feel alive and energized versus those that leave you feeling depleted. Journaling can be a great tool here, just let your thoughts flow freely onto the page. It's like having an intimate conversation with yourself, no judgment allowed. Next, prioritize activities that recharge you. This could be anything from hitting the gym, taking a walk in nature, losing yourself in a good book, or even spending quality time with loved ones who lift your spirits. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Now let's talk about boundaries. Learning to say no is crucial for protecting your mental space. You don't have to be everything to everyone all the time. Saying no to commitments that drain you frees up time and energy for activities that truly nourish your soul. It's like creating a protective shield around your well-being. Think about movement. It doesn't have to be strenuous. Even gentle exercise like stretching, yoga, or a simple walk can do wonders for your mood and mental clarity. Movement releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that naturally combat stress and anxiety. Finally, don't underestimate the power of mindfulness. Take a few moments each day to simply be present in the moment. Notice your surroundings, focus on your breath, or practice a guided meditation. Mindfulness helps quiet the constant chatter in our minds, creating a sense of calm and clarity. It's like hitting the refresh button on your mental state. You know that feeling when you finally finish a big project and you're just buzzing with accomplishment? That sense of relief and satisfaction is what self-care can bring to your overall well-being. Think about it. You spent weeks working towards this goal. Now imagine dedicating that same level of focus and intention to caring for your mental health. It's a journey worth taking. Here's an example. Imagine Sarah, who's constantly juggling work, family, and social commitments. She's always on the go, never taking time for herself. Sounds familiar? Well, Sarah starts incorporating some self-care practices into her routine. She schedules regular walks in nature, dedicates 15 minutes each morning to meditation, and sets boundaries by saying no to extra commitments that drain her energy. Guess what? Sarah feels less stressed, more focused, and even more productive at work. So remember, your mental health is a priority, not an afterthought. Taking care of yourself isn't a luxury, it's an investment in your overall well-being. Create a self-care plan that works for you. Start small, be consistent, and enjoy the journey. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these tips. And if you found this helpful, leave us a review. It helps others discover Overthinking Detox. Until next time, keep your minds clear, hearts open, and spirits high.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.